Greetings. I'm Joel of Heart City Church, and welcome to Happy and Whole in Him. Do you believe in heaven? That's a good question to ask your neighbor when you're on a plane and hit some turbulence. If they answer the affirmative, a follow-up question would be, what do we have to do to get to heaven? How would you answer that? Perhaps that's a question best answered by Jesus, which is what a rich young ruler realizes. In Luke 18:18, a rich ruler asked Jesus, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Good question, right guy to ask. Now folks in this day would see this rich man's wealth was a result of God's blessing, which meant that God favored this man. Yet this man still felt something was missing, so he asked Jesus, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus answers, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone." Now, Jesus is not having an identity crisis. Actually, Jesus wants to push this man towards an identity crisis because this rich man thinks he's good. And Jesus is saying, "No, you're not. Only God is good." The reason I say this rich man thinks he's good is because Jesus then gives him 5 of the 10 commandments, to which the rich man says, "All these I've kept since I was a boy." You know what he's saying? Until a young man had his bar mitzvah, he was not yet bearing the yoke of the law. In other words, he wasn't responsible before God to keep the commands prior to becoming a man. But this guy saw he was already keeping them. He's saying, "Jesus, I got extra credit on top of my good life grade." And now we see the problem of his question. What must I do to inherit eternal life? What do I have to do to go to heaven? He thinks he can make himself acceptable to God by doing enough. He doesn't understand grace, that eternal life is a free gift of God, Romans 6:23. Salvation is not about what we do. Jesus had just rebuked the disciples for shooing away mothers who'd wanted to bring their babies to Jesus. And Jesus lays his hands on the babies and says, "Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it," verse 17. But the rich man doesn't get it. So Jesus says, "You lacking one thing. You only have one more thing to do." Can you imagine the rich man getting excited? He only has one more thing to do. And then Jesus says to him, "Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you'll have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." And the rich young ruler becomes quite sad. You see, his wealth gave him power, ability to do things. To give it all up would leave him helpless. That is why Jesus will say, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." Now the crowd, they're thinking if anyone's able to get to heaven, it would be this rich guy. They begin to weep and say, "Who then can be saved?" And Jesus says, "What is impossible for men is possible with God." And then Jesus tells them that he's going to Jerusalem to be killed, and then he will rise from the dead. You see, Jesus is going to do what no man can do. Death snatches us all. The clock chimes and life is over for us. But Jesus is willingly going to die in order to do what we cannot. Do you understand the gospel? Now, right after this scene, a blind beggar calls out to Jesus. He is helpless and he begs for mercy. And Jesus lays his hands on him and heals him and says, "His faith has made him well." Do you understand the gospel? And then we encounter another rich man, but a very bad rich man named Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus wants to see Jesus, but he's really small and can't get through the crowd. So Zacchaeus becomes like a child and climbs a tree. And Jesus comes up to the tree and says, "Zacchaeus, come down. I want to come over to your house." And we read Zacchaeus receives Jesus gladly. And then he says, "Jesus, I'm going to give half my money to the poor." And Jesus says, "Salvation has come to this house." What? Jesus, how come the first rich guy has to sell everything, but Zacchaeus only has to get rid of half his wealth and he gets to go to heaven? Do you understand the gospel? Why do babies receive the kingdom? Why the helpless blind beggar? Why Zacchaeus? Notice all of them could do nothing. They couldn't even get to Jesus. Actually, only the rich man was able to get to Jesus. Why is the gospel good news? Because you can't get to Jesus, but Jesus can get to you. So we call out to Jesus and say, "Have mercy, Lord." And Jesus answers our prayers because that is why he came. The Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. We're all on a plane going down. So cry out to Jesus and find your salvation in him. And then remember who you are and who you belong to.